The monthly NFIB numbers came out. National Federation for Independent Business always puts out the Small Business Optimism Index. And by my estimates, that is a profoundly pessimistic group. But these numbers were uncharacteristically optimistic. The man who's been putting these numbers together since the early 1970s is Chief Economist William Dunkelberg, who joins us right now. Dr. Dunkelberg, it's always good to have you here. Thank you, sir.
Oh, always a pleasure. We've done this a long time.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but I've always seen this as a pessimistic group. I don't know when's the last time I saw this number over 100, 100.3, which is above the 52 average, which is only 98.
Yeah. Well, that's good if it goes up, but it hasn't been doing a very good job of that for some time now. So the index has been stuck around that long-term average of 50 or 98 rather, and not much has happened really that would, you know, until the BBB.
The big beautiful bill.
Yeah. Until that passed, there was nothing happening really that would be encouraging for them. But now there are a lot of good things that have been passed. Now what we do is wait to see it get implemented, and that'll be the real test when we see those tax rates change and we see the spending gains that we need and so on.
You know, of course, Wall Street has been obsessed with tariffs, and I think to some degree still is worried that they're going to be inflationary, there's uncertainty, and when are they going to kick in? And it's been an excuse to sort of sit on the sideline for a lot of companies. But small business doesn't feel the same way. Are they not as impacted by tariffs or the potential of tariffs as larger companies?
Yeah, well, a lot of us think that it's going to raise costs for us. I mean, you think about just on the consumer side, all the stuff we imported from China that we sold in all of our stores with a higher rate on it, that raises the cost. And we'll have to wait and see what happens there. So far, it hasn't been a real issue.
So it could show up in the future. The other sort of lingering concern that I'd always seen in these reports was over labor and shortage of labor, then when you could find labor, having to pay through the nose to get it. Has any of that abated, any of that concern?
I mean, labor still remains a problem. It was voted the top problem again this month. Taxes come in second, and then government regs and all that stuff go into third place. It's still there. We think the quality of labor is our top challenge. You just can't find good people, however they define that. They can't find them. and of course, wages keep going up. As you see, even the national numbers, you know, we're still paying more money. We're trying to attract people. We still have historically high numbers of job openings. We're waiting for people, but, you know, 90% of the owners who are trying to hire say they had few or no qualified applicants for the positions that they had. For Main Street jobs, it doesn't take a lot to qualify. I mean, this is not like you need a college degree.
And so just trying to find the people. Well, the other concern that we've seen is on legislation. Every state has an NFIB bureau, and we have a very active one in Texas, and they seem to be very active with the state legislature. They never seem to be happy with what the legislators come out with. Is Texas unique in that situation?
Yeah, that's it. Well, Texas is a very active area, no question about it. And, of course, they're very busy communicating with the governor, too, trying to make sure that the state policies are friendly to small business growth and development. And, Texas is a good state compared to New York.
Which is
where they have a campaign going on to eliminate Trump.
Exactly. So do you think this is a one-off, this reading above 100? I mean, like I say, it's well above the historic average. Or is this on the ascension?
Well, it was not much above the average. It only went up, 2 points more or less. That's not very much.
Well, if that were the inflation rate, I think we'd really be upset about it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The inflation numbers have to stay down. And of course, if you look at NFIB numbers, we always ask people if they raise prices and if by how much. And if you put that into a model against the national unemployment inflation rate, right, you find that there's a very high correlation. If you know in, say, January, what percentage of our firms raised their selling prices, you can get the CPI for the second quarter, that's February, March, and April, with great reliability. So, I mean, we have a lot to do with what the inflation is. We just don't see it that way.
So then, in your ability to predict the future, what are your numbers telling you? What are the next CPI readings that I'm going to see? Are they going to show inflation?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, we don't see a big change based on earlier surveys, like going back to January so on. We don't see a lot of inflation coming out of it, but we certainly have a lot of uncertainty. As you know, we have an uncertainty index, which is at its sixth highest level in the 50-plus years we've been collecting the data.
Now, that's very believable.
We just don't know, Uncertainty is the enemy of economic growth, If you don't know, you don't make a decision. I don't know if I should hire you or not. I don't know if I should build this building or not. I don't know if I should get new machinery, and I can't decide. So if you can't decide, then you do nothing.
So let me ask you one last question. Tell me about the Fed right now. You're chief economist for NFIB. Do you see an interest rate cut in September? And in fact, some are suggesting 3 cuts this year.
Oh, sure. It's really overdue. A lot of politics, as you know, got into the whole mess. But yeah, there'll be a cut and probably a total of at least 100 basis points.
So that'd be 4 cuts.
That could be the equivalent of 4 cuts if
unless
you
do
25 at a time.
Yeah, yeah. Unless they cut 50.
If you do 50 at a time, that's 2.
Well, if you cut 50, the stock market's going to run scared because they'll know something's wrong.
Yeah. So, okay, we'll say 75 basis points. How's that?
I think it's calmer. I like
but
that.
It's got to be a substantial cut. The long run goal of the FOMC and the dot plots, whatever those things, they're where they think it's supposed to end up is around 3. That's what, and that makes sense based on 2% inflation and 1% growth. That's probably a sensible place. So that's where it's headed. 3. Good.
Well, for right now,
how we get there? Good question.
hopefully, slow and steady. I think that'll be cut the alarm bells out. Dr. William Dunkelberg started putting these numbers together for the NFIB in 1972, so you've got a pretty good look at it. It's always good to spend some time with you, sir. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.